of the show. Oh my goodness. Another week. Here we are in the Rational Revolution. I am Mark Becker, your host on the Civic Media Radio Network. As always, thank you guys for hanging with us. I know last week we had we did Mark Scogan again. Good to hear from him. And we are here this week. This is exciting. I'm super excited for this because we got back to school. That's coming up. Gulp. And there's no one better to get us into the swing of things than Dr. Jill Underley, who is the superintendent of public instruction here for the state of Wisconsin. Dr. Underley, what's going on?
Everything, everywhere, all at once, Mark. How are you?
Right? I'm good. Hey, I saw that you were in Door County celebrating your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Welcome
Thank
to the great much. Northeast Wisconsin, you know.
Love it.
How was
Love
that? What did you do up there?
It was gorgeous. It was beautiful weather. It was serendipitous because the Tall Ships were also in town.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, how cool.
When we were there. Yeah, so that was cool. And I'm a former social studies teacher, and I'm really into that kind of stuff. So it worked
I am
out
too.
Really well.
You can like nerd out a little bit on history and stuff.
Oh, dude,
yeah.
100%.
Oh, I love that.
And I also nerd out when I'm in Door County anyway, because I just love the history. I love geology. You know, I love lighthouses. I love, you know, the Coast Guard. There's the Maritime Museum. We stayed at a friend's house, and she's maybe a block from Lake Michigan. So she's on the east side of the peninsula. And we just walked, you know, I just walked everywhere. And it was just really refreshing and just rejuvenating. And it was a great way to ring in my next trip around the sun.
So, good for you. I own a car dealership, and we had a guy that came in who bought a car from us, and he was an archaeologist. And he goes from, you know, site to site and constructions and all that. And I said, what was the craziest thing that you ever found? And he said that in Door County, right by, I think he said it was Bailey's Harbor, he found a 1,000-year-old arrowhead that was stained with blood.
Oh, my.
I know. And I was like, what? Wild. How crazy is that? So, yeah, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
So crazy. I nerded out a little bit on that, too, because that's so cool.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So now back to school. Here we are. What is new this year? What is new with DPI? What can you tell us is coming up here for this school year?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is my favorite time of year. I like lots of parts of the year, of course, but back to school, and I think it's partially because I have an August birthday. So it seems like you have your birthday, and then it's like all the back to school stuff, you know, the open houses, the professional development, you know, just the excitement that there is around a brand new year. But it's, you know, it's more than just, you know, the start of a new school year, right? We're, you know, reconnecting with kids, we're reconnecting with colleagues. You know, it's just that, you know, at DPI, we've got a lot going on always, but it always comes back to this simple idea that every child in Wisconsin deserves a great education, no matter their zip code. And we are invested, right? We are helping schools get ready for the year. We're helping them with, you know, getting their funding. You know, we've got a lot going on at the federal level, of course. But it's just this underlying philosophy that when we invest in our kids, we're investing in the future of Wisconsin. And so at DPI, we are finishing up our strategic plan. We had, you know, done lots of listening sessions throughout the state, and we reorganized as a result of that strategic plan just so we can better serve our school districts. And so I'm excited about that. There's other things too, you know, of course, we're still implementing the new literacy bill, which was Act 20. We've got things around there, but the bottom line is that we're just really excited, you know, to welcome students, families, and educators back to school.
So a stronger DPI for Wisconsin was the reorganization. What is that going to look like for school districts? Are parents going to notice anything? Is it more on the administration level, the teacher level? What's that going to do?
I hope people notice, you know, like when you talk to people about DPI, A lot of times they've never really interacted with them unless right. they are a teacher and they're like, well, you know, maybe I've had to get a license or maybe, you know, I wanted to become a substitute. Schools, of course, will have more interaction. Parents may have some interactions if there's an issue with their school and they're not getting resolution. But what we did was, you know, as a result of our strategic plan, one of the things that came out of the listening sessions was that we need to modernize some of our operations at DPI and make us more responsive, really, to the changing needs in our state around education. You think back, it's been maybe 30 years since DPI really reorganized.
No kidding.
And a lot has changed in those 30 years. Yeah. And so we have to work smarter. You know, we have to be better positioned to serve all Wisconsinites better. So as a result, you know, we had these listening sessions. We talked to parents, students, school board members, educators, other leaders in communities, and they helped us shape this portion of the plan. And so it helps us, we realigned some of our systems so that we can be more responsive to schools. We want to make sure that we're getting back in touch with schools within, you know, 24, no later than 48 hours from if they have a concern. You know, we're also trying to work better together on things, you know, not just with our school districts, but within DPI. And so part of the reorganization, we've removed some of those silos that we've built over 30 years, oh, wow. you know, and we've worked to put out, you know, put our experts who are working with us, you know, closer together across the agencies so that we can just, again, better serve our school districts and ultimately, serve the kids in the communities here in Wisconsin.
So was that something that you were the champion of, or was this something that was like on the horizon, like we got to do this? And were you just like, okay, this is, we're going forward, guys.
Yeah. Well, you just went for it. And it was something that I had wanted to do.
That's hard, by the way.
Oh, 100%.
Like really, really easy, hard.
Yeah. If it was easy, we would have done it sooner, right?
That 30 years, right? Right.
Well, right. And like I said, a lot has changed. I mean, think of 30 years ago. I was, you know, I was 18 and I, you know, it was just on the cusp of email.
Yeah.
We didn't have like standardized testing that was right. required. We didn't have school report cards. We didn't have, you know, I think about all the technology that we have in our schools. Like there was just, there was a lot we didn't have. And as things change, you know, as laws are made or initiatives are created or, and every superintendent that has been, you know, before me also had, you know, their way of leaving their mark.
Right.
I mean, we just kind of like piled on in certain things. And so I think over time, it's kind of like we lost focus of really what's important. We were still doing the things that we were required to do, but were we really putting our energy and our focus on the things that truly mattered to the people in Wisconsin? So that was a big piece of it, you know. And like I said, you know, it just helps us better support our educators and our families and ultimately our kids.
I think your background is really unique, and I think it gives you a pretty good perspective of, you know, you probably knew a little bit of where that discussion was going to go when you were doing reorganization, because you were an administrator and you were, you know, a principal and all of that in a rural district. And you've always been very outspoken fighting for the interests of rural school districts, which I appreciate. My kids go to a rural school, but talk about that.
No, I was just going to say though, like what really kind of was the, you know, the impetus behind this was really COVID.
Oh,
because
sure.
as you said, you know, I had been in a school district. I was in a school district during COVID. And it was just, think how education just changed just from COVID, right? You know, like we think about like the relationships in our community changed, relationships between our school districts changed. You think about like how we delivered instruction and changed. We saw, you know, spikes in truancy and chronic absenteeism. And some of that strategic planning came out of asking kids, like, what is it that you like about school? Why is it that maybe you're not engaged in school? And so just learning from kids and listening to what they had to say, you know, for example, with the absenteeism, we found out like, And some of the stuff I kind of knew because I, you know, I worked with kids every day. I would talk to them all the time. And they would say, well, I like coming to school for my career and tech ed classes. I like coming to see my teachers and I see my friends. But I know that we don't have to do school this way all the time because you showed me during COVID, I didn't have to be here all the time. And so like giving some of that innovation and flexibility that we learned during COVID and giving kids more agency. So that was a part of our plan. We have a part of our strategic plan that deals with innovation in education and making our instruction more personalized and more relevant, I think, for kids, and carving out more pathways for career and tech ed, because we know that's what keeps kids engaged.
Yeah, we're talking with Dr. Jill Underley, who's the superintendent of public instruction. I love that because when I was in school, I struggled. I have ADHD, man. And, you know, back in the day, it was not something that really teachers knew how to deal with. And, you know, my son, one of them, he has that as well. Sorry about that. And, but it's really exciting for me to kind of see where education is going, where they can help that person. And it's not, you're a cast off or you're not as smart, because to be honest, I believe it's completely the opposite. You know, people that have those, you know, at one time they were considered learning disabilities, but they can do a lot of things and they're not stupid people and they're not, you know, lost.
Right.
And to see education kind of change is really exciting.
Yeah. One of the things that I've always tried to espouse when I was a teacher and when I was a principal and superintendent is that every kid brings gifts.
Yes.
Every kid has gifts, and everybody at their core wants to belong. And so that has always been one of my strongest guiding philosophies about education, is about belonging. And you're at your best self when you feel safe and you belong. And so that has been one of those principles that I've used to guide everything going forward. You know, so the kids with ADHD, and, you know, I have a child of my own, you know, with disabilities, and it's just at their core, it's like everybody wants to belong and everybody has gifts. And so it's our job to make it so that everybody belongs, and then also make it so that the conditions are right, that we can unlock everybody's potential when they're in our schools.
Yeah, I love that. And that's something that is awesome. And so, you know, to see that there are a little bit of differences between when we went to school and now is something that's exciting, because there's a lot of innovations in the world of education. And when we come back here after the break, I want to talk about a lot of the uncertainties that are happening at the state level and national level, and how do you, as the superintendent, really, you know, if we're talking about the ships, how do you guide the ship through devil's door or death's door? You know what I mean? Like, yes, right? Because there's so much stuff out there, and you really have to have a calming, you know, it's crazy. We'll talk about that here on the other end of the break here on the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker, and we'll be right back.